The bloodline story. Everybody wanted to say it was stale. A lot of people talking about Roman Reigns isn't there and it's time to move on. It's time for Cody to finish the story. Well, I'll tell you one thing. After SmackDown, it picked right back up. And I couldn't wait till Wednesday night. I said, you know what? It's late, but I wanted to talk about it. So here we go. Coming up on Break It Down with Brian.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Eight. No, baby, that's for somebody else. We're just going to keep you right where you're at right now.
It doesn't matter what you
say. The Wrestling Realm presents Break It Down with Brian H.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this episode of Break It Down with Brian H. I'm your host, Brian H. Waters. This show, of course, is brought to you by The Wrestling Realm. You know, I do this episode here and there, but I got to give a huge shout out to my brother, Brandon, the guy. He is holding it down each and every Tuesday right here on Championship Culture. Look, we do say this is the hottest, the fastest rising, all that show. And I am, for one, I really don't like superlatives, but I have to say, Brandon Guy has been doing incredible work. That's why he's the guy. So make sure y'all check that out each and every Tuesday right here on The Wrestling Realm. And in case there's a graphic, that's one of the episodes. I updated on this side of the studio, but that's just a little bit taste of what you can get. Obviously, this is an earlier episode. So if you haven't checked it out, check this out as well as others. Last week, he talked about the NXT title version. Well, I should say, this is volume one where he talks about the NXT title. He has a great discussion and conversation about Shinsuke Nakamura, Samoa Joe, Finn Balor, Kevin Owens, etc. Also, make sure you check out our Patreon account. You will find that I've done some cool things on there. I recently just dropped an episode, folks. So 2 weeks ago, or last week, I dropped an episode where I talked about Daniel Bryan's no longer my favorite wrestler of all time. It's back to Hulk Hogan and Bret the Hitman Hart. And I give a reason why, and I call it You Can't Beat Nostalgia. Today, I dropped an episode about Jay Cargill. So I'm not going to go into much of that today because that's on the Patreon, folks. So make sure y'all subscribe so you can check that out. Also, you know, you go on WrestlingRealm.com, you can get merch, including this hoodie right here. Throw the hood on. Boom. Yes, it's a hoodie, folks. It's not a sweatshirt. But, you know, I got to give a shout out to Coley, who purchased the hoodie. And a shout out to Matt Damon, who purchased the hoodie. And I feel like there might be a couple other people. If I didn't, charge the mind, not the heart. Obviously, me and Brother Hugh, we had them February 2022, we wore them at the MCW show and we got the iconic photo that's on our Instagram. But yeah, so make sure you check that out. All right, so that's a little bit of housekeeping and I'll do some more at the end of the show. But, you know, I'll tell you right now, make sure you follow me at Brian H. Waters on all social media platforms. So let's get into it. As I would do on the Wrestling Realm, let's ring the bell. Roman Reigns, folks. Roman Reigns is back and he picked up where he left off. He told John Cena, you know, they call you the greatest of all time. He laughed at him. He even said, you know, while he was on his leave, that's the reason his guy, he's back. And he said, don't worry, we'll send you back out. Now, I thought this was incredible. I thought Roman Reigns, John Cena, their interaction on SmackDown was great, but it was a great setup for John Cena to bring out LA Knight. And I love the fact that LA Knight, it was in the ring with Roman Reigns. We all know he's one of the most over people in the company right now. And sometimes, folks, sometimes you have to be in the ring with the champ, with the guy, with the moneymaker, so you can get people used to seeing this interaction. Crown Jewel is coming up. Roman Reigns is obviously, I mean, I'm thinking as much money as they spend, you kind of know Roman Reigns is going to be a Crown Jewel, right? So, I mean, you know, he was at Night of Champions, which is overseas. So you got to believe Roman Reigns will be there. What better opponent? People are asking, is it too soon? Is it too soon for LA Knight to be in the ring with Roman Reigns, given his character? I don't think so. You don't always have to win the championship in your first chance, right? Go back to Stone Cold Steve Austin. You may remember, you may forget. Stone Cold Steve Austin had a match. He was in that Fatal 4-Way, or I should say that Final Four Battle Royal, the week leading in before WrestleMania 13, the one that Bret Hart won and would later lose the belt to Sid, right? You don't talk about, oh, Stone Cold was in the match and then all of a sudden he couldn't get in the match. It didn't make sense, or he was watered down. So with LA Knight being in this match, this gets people used to seeing him, getting the eyeballs on LA Knight. So this makes it exciting. Imagine him and Roman Reigns go out there and tear it up. Do I think LA Knight should be the guy to dethrone the Tribal Chief? Hell no. Not a little bit. I think the person who dethrones Roman should be a person who is ready to carry the company moving forward. I don't think that's LA Knight, but that doesn't take away from the fact if LA Knight has a successful match, puts on a successful showing, gains a successful following, that you won't see him perhaps with a future World Heavyweight Championship run. So that's what makes me excited. I like the fact that he had a match with Solo. I thought it was a decent match. But him being in this program alone speaks volumes. LA Knight being in a program with Roman Reigns speaks volumes. It puts more eyeballs on him. Like I said, it gets people used to seeing him. And therefore, we will see how things move forward. This is a huge test. Now, Cody Rhodes. I love the fact we talk about Roman Reigns, the bloodline. Their handprints was all over this episode of SmackDown. Because when Roman's on TV, you're not just worried about the opening promo or the final promo. You're wondering the backstage stuff, because that's where the funny stuff happens. You had Roman Reigns and Jimmy Uso. Now, I saw people say they didn't like the fact that all of a sudden Jimmy's back in line after what happened before. But paying attention to this story, he said, well, I guess I'm still part of the bloodline. So then he went to Roman and said, man, I'm trying to be you, Uso, and trying to be like the Tribal Chief. He's still unhinged. And this is the part of Jimmy Uso that I like. If you paid attention, at one point, Jay was unhinged. Another point, Jimmy is unhinged. It's been like this cycle. Even in the beginning, Jimmy didn't want to acknowledge Roman. He wanted to pull Jay away. Now, he's on his side. Now, remember, there was one point when Jay was acting, you know, when he was anti-Sammy, and Jimmy was falling in line. So what makes this very fun to watch is watching how he navigates through this and watch a Solo just kind of still sit back and be a menace, you know, and then him yelling yeet. And Roman kind of saying with a lot of us people, that's Roman Reigns' age. You know, he's a year older than me. But a lot of us who feel the same way, man, I don't like that. And he said, stop that. And I thought it was great. You know, so I'm wondering what happens with these two as we move forward to this story and seeing this story play along, right? How many more days do we have Roman? I'm not paying attention like, oh, man, Roman doesn't come to work. I know that's the funny thing to say, but it is interesting to see how many more, like, with this year, how this plays out. We do know he was on a house show. I'm recording Saturday night. He was on a house show, defending the championship against Sami Zayn. We all know. I'm 100% sure he kept the title. Now, whether or not he won or was a disqualification, we don't know. But we do know he kept the title. Now, another interesting thing was the showdown at the end. You saw Roman Reigns. You saw Cody Rhodes. This speaks volumes. Roman and Cody, everybody's saying, oh, this is the match. Now, I say pencil it in because we still don't know if we're going to get The Rock. And if we do get The Rock, sorry, Cody, kind of got to take a back seat. I'm just saying, Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes, or Roman Reigns and The Rock. One match we've seen before, one we haven't. One story we've seen before, one we haven't. So, if that happens, obviously, you know which way I'm going. And also, I mean, I've been very vocal. I don't want to see Cody finish the story, at least this year. Maybe soon, but not right now. I want to see this Roman Reigns title run cook a little bit longer. Dusty's story, when he was chasing the NWA championship, he didn't get it right away. So, but nonetheless, I thought that was good. I thought it was great. Indeed, a great episode of SmackDown, the season premiere. You know, WWE pulled out all the stops this week. You know. Also, we saw Carlito there, and with Carlito, him getting attacked by the Street Profits and Bobby Lashley. I'm loving how this is now. You know, they're getting more aggressive. The Street Profits are getting more aggressive. The cups and stuff, that was cool, but after a while, you get pigeonholed. Like, how much more can you do? Now we're starting to see a new side. Evolution. They are evolving. That is what is beautiful. And how about Bayley? Bayley getting her first singles win over Zelina Vega this past week. First singles win in months, or maybe a couple years. But I mean, I'm a huge fan of Bayley. I want to see her and EO kind of mix it up for the championship. I would love to see Zelina Vega get a title run. I know we haven't had that, but I definitely would love to see her get a championship run. One of the big things that did happen on SmackDown was Nick Aldis. Now, folks, this is where I like to slap the internet. And that's because how nice would it have been to turn on SmackDown and then boom, oh my gosh, that's Nick Aldis. He's an NWA, former NWA World's Heavyweight Champion. We know Cody beat him. Cody beat him for the title. He's wore some gold in TNA, the Global Force title, the TNA title. And his wrestling days are probably behind him. How nice would it have been to turn on the television, to know that Triple H had an announcement, and to see, oh, wow, that's Nick Aldis. But no, everybody wants to be a reporter. Everybody wants to tell us what's going on. And I'm going to be honest with you. With my job, y'all know what I do for a living. I really can't turn off news, but I'd rather the headlines be stuff that people said or whatever. I'd rather stay away from the backstage rumors or scheduled to appear. The rumors are fine, but hearing, oh, this is going to happen, that's where I'm like, oh my goodness, you don't have to spoil everything. You know, so that was a little disappointing that couldn't have been a surprise. But, you know, shout out to Nick Aldis in the WWE. Triple H told Adam Pearce he's getting a promotion. So Adam Pearce will be running Monday Night Raw, Nick Aldis running SmackDown. I mean, look, I know bragging rights days are over. I know Survivor Series Blue versus Red is over. But if there ever was a time where two general managers can go face to face, this is it. This is the time. Give me one match, just one time, a Raw GM versus SmackDown GM. I'm pretty sure Adam Pearce and Nick Aldis could mix it up for one match. Give it to me. Give me that and give me Pat McAfee versus Corey Graves. I mean, one can dream, right? That's it. I don't need long programs or even just have, even if you had people represent them, right, and put them in the match and they get a quick spot, they don't have to carry the match. But that's just something I'm looking forward to or wishing for. But also on SmackDown, we had Kevin Owens traded. Now, we all knew Cody got Jey Uso to Monday Night Raw only to win the tag titles, which means Jey Uso can go on both shows, which he was in the showdown facing against his brother Jimmy. And it just looked weird aesthetically, right? Jimmy Uso and Jey Uso on a different side. And like Roman said, I'll get to it, but like Roman said, you know, he's on with Cody of all people. Fix that, handle that. Like, we wasn't just going against this dude leading up to WrestleMania. Now, we got issues with it, but you go side with the enemy. But Roman Reigns, you know, he'll deal with that. But the story here, Kevin Owens was traded to SmackDown. Kevin Owens now a member of the SmackDown roster. I'm interested. What do we have from here, right? This is going to be fun. Some of the homies said book Kevin Owens in the Royal Rumble match and the Royal Rumble title match with Roman. Well, you know, he's been there twice. I don't know how you get there. I don't know. You know, he's going to be singles. So I'm happy about that. I like the fact that him and Sami Zayn are on separate shows. I felt like that tag team ran its course, quite frankly. But here's the thing. Here's what a lot of people don't know. One of Kevin Owens' dream matches is Rey Mysterio. So I wouldn't mind seeing a program with them too. We shall see. Let's move on to a little bit of news, because Logan Paul was in a boxing match this past Saturday. And after the match, which he won, from what I hear, he dominated. Shout out to Justin for that tip. After he won, he called out Rey Mysterio. So he's coming for the United States Championship. This will be best for business. Oh, man. Yeah, my United States title is elsewhere. But this will be best for business. Logan Paul has a YouTube following well into the millions. You imagine if he wins the U.S. title for Rey Mysterio. First of all, Rey Mysterio is a legend, and he's a pop culture legend. People know who he is. And you're going to say Logan Paul beat him. Let's pencil in with the help of Dominic or with the help of the Street Profits. Logan Paul beats him. Now he's taking that title on YouTube. He's taking it to his brother's boxing matches. So that's one thing. And somebody else said, I wish I knew who it was on my Twitter, you know, but they said, and then Santos beats him. Now, how cool would that be? I'm looking through Twitter as I talk, I should say, because I want to give a shout out. Oh, yeah. Will it Haas says easy follow up match with Santos after beating Ray to Santos versus Logan with bang. That puts eyeballs on Santos Escobar. Win, lose, or draw. People will know who he is. I already said Santos Escobar is finally the person I see who can take that Rey Mysterio spot. There's been a lot of people. I was about to say Mr. Cole because I forgot who was Sin Cara. You know, him. Dragon Lee is there. I'm not sure yet. Maybe. But Santos Escobar, when I saw him in NXT and on 205 Live, I said instant star. It was just something about him, his look. He kind of, like, Juventud Guerrera was my favorite of all the WCW luchadors. I love Rey Mysterio. I like Rey Mysterio, but Juve felt cool, man. One of my favorite matches, low-key, in WCW is the opening match for Starrcade 1998. That included Rey Mysterio Jr. versus Juventud Guerrera versus the champion, Billy Kidman. Kidman would go on to win the match. Eddie Guerrero would come out there and he would fuss at Ray and Juve. Now, Ray was a reluctant member of the LWO, where Hoovy was a full-fledged member. Eddie Guerrero was then challenged, and he would lose. But the next night on Nitro was Eddie and Hoovy versus Ray and Kidman, and Eddie and Hoovy won. But Hoovy had the juice. He just looked cool. Unfortunately, you know, he came back for the whole AEW, and Jericho was facing like all his opponents that he was coming up, and it just wasn't the same. It didn't hit the same. But, you know, Hoovy had a good run. Santos Escobar is that guy, and that's the person I want to see. I'm telling you, that's the person I want to see main event. I mean, not main event, but as the next Mexican superstar and one day be a world champion. And then again, there's Dominic Mysterio, of course, who is that dude. Dominic is somebody I definitely see being a world champion someday, but you know, he checks all the boxes. Now, before we get out of here, we're going to talk a little bit of AEW and a little bit of Twitter. Let's talk positive first. Let's talk.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
AEW. Main event. Christian Cage versus Bryan Danielson. Now, I know what I said about Bryan Danielson. I know I said he wasn't my favorite of all time anymore, but that does not take away from the fact he's still in my top favorites. He went out there, they went out there, put on a banger. Wasn't surprised at all. You know, it was a great match, back and forth, the action. I mean, it was Saturday night wrestling at its finest. Christian would escape with the win. After Ricky Starks and Big Bill came out there, Ricky Starks hitting Brian with the belt. They are the new tag team champions. I wasn't aware of that, but they are new tag team champions. But and what I love about Ricky Starks, when he hit him, he laid out and sold it. Just laid out like he was knocked out. So I actually like that a lot. But they are new tag team champions. I mean, they won the tag team champions a few weeks ago, but. I love that, you know, a non-clean win for Christian Cage. I am a huge fan of Christian Cage. Now, that gave, you know, the rest of like Luchasaurus and Nick Wayne a chance to come out, which would, you know, of course, give Adam Cole the time to come out and boom, hit the spear. I have to say, Adam Cole, man, it's still something to get used to, but it was cool, you know, I mean. You ended the show playing his music, so that was good. But I kind of was hoping, and let me know if you agree, I was kind of hoping Adam Copeland would swerve everybody and cause Danielson the match, and then the feud would be with him and Danielson, and maybe him and Christian would team up. Maybe he would come to the dark side. But, you know, he did say that one of the reasons that his heel turn didn't work in WWE was just because, one, people just wanted to cheer for him. They didn't have him for like 9 years, and they finally did. They wanted to cheer, and I'm like, you know what? He makes sense. Now, me personally, I didn't care for Edge's second run. I liked his first run. I was a huge fan. It pushed him down on my list because, again, it didn't hit the same. And I don't know what it was. It just didn't. It didn't hit the same for me. I get it. And I know it did for some people. I mean, for my son, who was not around when Edge was wrestling. I mean, shoot. He was a year and a half. A year and a couple months when Edge had to retire. So he wasn't watching wrestling. And, you know, he played the video game and then became a fan. So for him, it hit. It just didn't hit for me. Edge's second run didn't hit for me. I'm hoping Adam Copeland does. But, you know, I mean, that's why I said, I mean, it's everything subjective in wrestling, you know? I thought that was a solid match. I'm interested to see. I like the fact. I know some people say they don't like him and Christian in a program. I like the fact that there's familiarity there. Let's see where we go. but I do want to see them in a world championship feud. I know some people say it doesn't make sense. I think the title needs it. I mean, the ratings. Woof. We'll see. We will see. I know last week AEW got smashed in the ratings, but what did you expect? It was almost 300,000. And Tony Khan is going on Twitter. He's tweeting about Vince McMahon. And, you know, I was listening to Wrestle Rap with Seahawk and Emilio. Shout out to them. Let's give them a shout out to them. And one of the things they brought up that I don't think a lot of people are talking about, networks, sponsors, they're watching. We think about the people who are egging Tony Khan on. I say, oh, man, but let him say this. You know, we got more access to him than we ever had to Vince McMahon. But that's not cool with the way he's acting. And some of that stuff, people say, well, can he really run a business? Can he really be in control of things? You know, and, you know, when I used to work on Mac Mania with Evan Mack, he used to say billionaires shouldn't tweet. Because Tony Khan's been doing this stuff. We saw this, what happened with him and Swole. And that right there wasn't cool, you know? And a lot of people, including myself, didn't like it. I remember, you know, I was on the phone with Amber Rodriguez and my boy Blake, and we was like, whoa, what did we just see on Twitter? And so that type of stuff isn't cool, man. You know, you look at this, and I understand the frustrations, and I know Kaz said on The Masked Man last week that Paul Heyman probably would have did the same thing because he would, you know, Paul Heyman was cutting these promos. The stuff that was like, okay, going to shots, fine. But the Mayo Clinic stuff, and it mentioned his mother and saying it got personal for him, saying people approached him about the contract. That's in-house stuff. Like, bro, you showing your hand. And if I'm Shawn Michaels and Triple H, which I'm not, but if I'm Shawn Michaels, Triple H, I'm sitting back like, look at this guy. You know, I've seen a lot of people act like that. You know, I've seen a lot of people as I've been doing this. What year is this? 2023. I've been in this wrestling content creation space since 2010. I've seen a lot of people. I've had some, you know, go to Patreon, subscribe for $1, as the real Dwayne Allen would say every week. You can check out some of the beefs. But I've heard a lot of people go crazy about this stuff, man. So I just think it's unfortunate. And Tony Khan got to get it together. But, you know, it is entertaining. It's giving us content to talk about. So that's what we're doing. But, ladies and gentlemen, that will do it. On this Saturday night, or actually we're in the Sunday morning, the Ravens play at 9:30, so I'm about to mix this and go to bed. But I appreciate y'all tuning in, as always. Thank you so much for all of your support. And make sure you check me out each and every week. Mondays, producing The Masked Man. Every now and again, jumping on the microphone on the Ring of Wrestling Network. Wednesdays start off with Worldwide on the Ring of Wrestling Network. Then that's drops early in the afternoon. Then on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, I'm on TWG Fan Club with Queen PR and the crew. The crew being myself, Justin and Ciendol. And then Wednesday nights right here on the Wrestling Realm with my brothers, the real Dwayne Allen, brother Hugh, and the guy, Brandon Guy. And then Thursdays, sometimes I'm on The Masked Man, sometimes I'm not. But each and then twice a week so far, we'll see how long I keep this up. You get Breaking Through Glass Ceilings. So also just some events coming up. Make sure you catch me at those Wrestling Girls 5th anniversary party. On the fan club last week, or as I say, 2 weeks ago, I did a giveaway. Shout out to Keith, who won. He was able to secure a ticket on me. Anybody who bought a TWG merchandise would get a free ticket. But yes, I will be there. The Wrestler Realm to be determined. So make sure y'all, if you're in the New York area, or if you're not, come up to the New York area that week to support our family over there. on those wrestling girls as they celebrate 5 years. I was at anniversary number 3 and number 4. And let me tell you, the time was had. It was a great time indeed. So make sure y'all check that out. And make sure you check out Championship Culture every Tuesday right here. Like I said, Brandon is doing some incredible work. Him and Brother Hugh, I was on the phone with them too, and it was nothing but shenanigans Friday as they was talking about some of their processes on preparing the show. Maybe that's a Patreon. Getting the behind the scenes on what they do to prepare that show. It's a show indeed I am proud of. But until the next time, folks, in the words of the great Tony Schiavone, who returned the commentary on Collision, so long, everybody.